Please be seated. On behalf of all of the clergy, I would like to welcome you to the opening of our annual 40 Hours devotion. And please note as a reminder, all who attend these opening ceremonies may consider themselves dispensed from the Friday abstinence. And immediately following the Mass this evening, will the procession and the opening ceremonies, they will take place. In the gradual, which was just sung by the choir, the church prays, "The eyes of all hope in thee, O Lord, and thou givest them meat in due season. Thou openest thy hand and fillest with blessing every living creature. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen." Our fathers in the faith have always considered devotion to the Blessed Sacrament and this solemn exposition about to take place as the means of being filled with every blessing. Thou openest thy hand and fillest every living creature with blessings. This devotion of 40 hours, as it is called, is nothing new to the Church. St. Charles Borromeo, a bishop in Milan in the 16th century, he speaks about this practice which he was renewing, he was making popular again, and he says it was of very ancient origins. And he refers it, this practice of 40 hours exposition, he refers it directly to our Lord's burial, his remaining in the tomb for 40 hours. And during that same time, St. Charles tells us, the church was watching in suspense and ardent prayer. That is Our Lady, the Holy Women, and the disciples. This specific method of intense prayer before the Blessed Sacrament exposed was usually occasioned by public calamities. That is, they would invoke this prayer to ward off pestilence, famine, and war. It was also used to make reparation during times of public immorality, such as the carnival that would, for many centuries, took place as a pagan custom annually. It is of utmost importance, therefore, today, for our families and society, that we should continue this devotion, invoking God's blessing upon every living creature, upon ourselves. For it is by prayer alone we can hope for peace in our country, the appeasement of God's just anger, and our own sanctification. This devotion of 40 hours, practiced for centuries in the church, it was introduced in the United States by the Venerable John Newman, the Bishop of Philadelphia. He reigned as bishop in the 19th century, and during that time when he was a bishop, there was a strong anti-Catholic sentiments in Philadelphia. And having had two churches burned, another barely survived, and many Catholic homes were pillaged and burned as well by the Protestants, embittered against the Irish Catholics, priests were advising our bishop, the Venerable John Newman, to not proceed with his plan of introducing the 40 hours to seek peace, for they saw it as an opportunity for those enemies, those Protestants, those riots, to commit outrages against the very Blessed Sacrament. And so, with this consideration, our Venerable Bishop, he was in doubt as to what he should do. Until one night, as he was working very late at his desk, he fell asleep in his chair. The candle on the desk, it burnt down as he slept, and it charred some of the papers, but they were still readable, and they did not ignite. He soon awoke, surprised and thankful that a fire had not taken place, and he fell on his knees and immediately giving thanks to God for the protection, all the while hearing this voice from God: "As the flames, they are burning here without consuming or injuring this writing, so shall I pour out my grace in the blessed sacrament without prejudice to my own honor. Fear not profanation, therefore, and hesitate no longer to carry out your good design for my glory." And so, encouraged now, this bishop, he introduced the practice of 40 hours at his first diocesan synod in the year 1853. And it first took place in one of his parishes in his diocese. And then later on, he would have the whole diocese take turns in hosting this devotion. And from there, it spread throughout the country. By this devotion, our fathers have always found the means to obtain God's blessing for society and to remove the scourge of God's just punishments, to draw sinners back to God, and even to draw the faithful yet closer to God. Let us go, therefore, with confidence to the throne of grace, St. Paul commends us, that we may obtain mercy and find grace in seasonable aid. Confidence, St. Paul intimates, is an important disposition to have for us here tonight. Confidence in Jesus and the Blessed Sacrament. This confidence is itself a most wonderful gift to possess, and one for which you have to ask for if you want to ever obtain it. Our own personal happiness, our personal sanctification, it would be made sweet and easy by this gift. In Genesis, we read about how Jacob, the patriarch, desiring to have Rachel for his wife, he was first required by her father to work for 7 years. And it is written there that those years, they seemed as but a few days because of the greatness of his love. She was close to him. He could see her. He could desire her. And that spurred him on. He did not count the cost. And heaven itself consists in the contemplation of God and seeing Jesus Christ. The stronger our desire for this vision, the less we will consider or count the cost in this life. There is no other place where we can obtain this sort of desire to see Jesus, this sort of love, this sort of confidence, than before the tabernacle, by adoring, by visiting, by receiving Holy Communion, hearing Mass. To obtain this grace for ourselves, it is not enough that this weekend, as many of you will do some very generous acts, generous sacrifices to make this 40 hours possible, and God reward your generosity. But one weekend of generosity is not enough for such a precious gift, of such a true, ardent love for Jesus and the Blessed Sacraments. It requires constant, year-long, perhaps lifelong efforts. Our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament is called our daily bread. He is meant to be our daily bread, our sustenance, our source of strength in the combats of life, our source of consolation. And you can make him to be just this with little effort, but every day. That is by making what is called a spiritual communion. The saints recommend we do this at least once a day, but there is no limit to how many times we should do this. And it is done by, first of all, making an act of faith in the Blessed Sacrament, the real presence, an act of contrition for your sins, followed by an act of love. You desire, you want to receive Holy Communion, but you simply can't because of there's no priest to give it to you, or you are far away. And then you end by thanksgiving. You give thanks to Jesus as though you had received him in Holy Communion. And that, for this last act, this act of thanksgiving, it does require confidence, doesn't it? You have to believe that Jesus is really there in the Blessed Sacrament and that he actually wants to give you graces. And he communicates those to you from the Blessed Sacrament when you desire them, when you ask for them. And so we give thanks. Our Lord is eager for us to act in this way, to ask for him daily. And he invites us, saying, "Come, all ye who labor and are heavy burdened, and I will refresh you." To encourage us and confirm all that has been said concerning the benefits of devotion to the Blessed Sacrament, God has often granted even extraordinary graces and consolations to the saints through the Blessed Sacrament as an encouragement for us. St. Anthony Mary Claret, a bishop for a time in Cuba and a missionary throughout Europe, he lived in the 19th century. When yet a young boy, he had a special devotion to the Blessed Sacrament, and he would break away from recreation, from games after school, to just visit our Lord. After many years of such acts, ordinary acts of devotion to the Blessed Sacrament, God would reward him in an extraordinary way for the sake of the rest of the church, for you and I. This grace was given to him to be a living ciborium. He relates this in his own diaries, saying that one evening as he prayed before the Blessed Sacrament, it was made known to him that from henceforth, when he received Holy Communion, the sacred species, our Lord under the appearance of bread and wine, he would remain in his heart, in his breast, sacramentally, and he would remain until the end of his life. For you and I, when we receive Holy Communion, our Lord is present in us, and he acts on us sacramentally, pouring out graces for as long as the species remain. And they usually corrupt, the general opinion is within about 15 to 20 minutes after swallowing. So that whole time for us, our Lord is united to us. But for him, it took place for 9 years, 9 years before his death. He was a living tabernacle, a walking ciborium. Concerning his exaltation, his consolation felt by union with Christ in the Blessed Sacrament, this is what he has written. After Mass, I am for the space of half an hour totally annihilated. I do not desire anything except the holy will of God. I then live through the life of Jesus. He, in the possession of me, possesses nothing, but I possess everything in him. I say to him, O Lord, thou art my hope, my refuge, Thou art my glory and my end. O my love, O my beatitude, O my joy, my reformer, O my master, my father, O spouse of my life and soul. I neither seek, O Lord, nor wish to know anything except thy holy will in order to fulfill it. I do not wish aught else but thee. In thee and only through thee and for thee do I desire other things. Thou art sufficient for me. I love thee, my strength, my refuge, my consolation. Yes, thou art my father, my brother, my spouse, my friend, and my all. Make me love thee as thou lovest me, as thou wishest that I should love thee. O my Father, consume my poor heart, he continues, consume it as I do thee for my nourishment, so that I am wholly converted unto thee. Through the words of consecration, the substance of bread and wine, he continues, it is changed into your body and blood. O omnipotent Lord, consecrate me, speak over me, and change me into thee. Make frequent acts of spiritual communions to your faithful. Attend Holy Mass as often as you can. Receive Holy Communion as frequently as you can, sacramentally. And you will enjoy similar, ordinary but similar graces, consolations, strength. Taste and see that the Lord is sweet, and blessed are they who hope in him. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.